Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Howard. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick. Kara, do you have any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So, a bizarre device that landed in the forest of the Democratic Republic of Congo has turned out to be an internet balloon. While initially unidentified, with local authorities speculating that it could be related to some sort of foreign intelligence operation, a subsidiary of Google claimed responsibility for the object, which acted as a stratospheric cell tower. I share this because I did not know there was such a thing as internet balloons. Weather balloons, now internet balloons. What's a ufologist to do? And in a story that distresses me slightly with the relentlessly good business sense on display, ISoldMyHouse.com, a service that helps people sell their house, is now offering free exorcisms on request, consisting of a video call with a professional exorcist and a home visit if required. Apparently, some 60% of Americans would refuse to buy a house they believe to be haunted, and that might be cutting into the margins. Mysterious grid-shaped lines formed from powdered white shell dust have been appearing on a Hawaii beach in the last few weeks. These lines resemble those that can be caused by tides, except for their bizarre shape, which is incredibly unlikely to have formed naturally. Some local elders have proposed that supernatural beings were responsible, and other citizens have pointed the blame at aliens. Some have also suggested they are man-made lines to help with social distancing, but the beach is very remote, and no one has claimed responsibility. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, so the bizarre device, sorry, I actually read about these balloons and stuff not too long ago. A couple of years back, there was a big competition between a lot of the tech companies to try to bring internet to underdeveloped parts of the world. And a lot of them have to do with balloons and gliders and flyovers and stuff like that, creating hotspots that provide internet. So I'm assuming that that's what this is.
Yeah, that's what it was. And it makes sense. I just didn't know that was a thing. It's funny to me that people didn't recognize it, because it's kind of like that old thing. Have you ever actually seen a weather balloon?
I still am not entirely sure what a weather balloon does. I'm sure it checks barometric pressures or something.
Yeah, it collects data for purposes of checking, of forecasting the weather, basically.
Right. Yeah. So these balloons,
if one believes that weather balloons are actually real and not a hoax, designed to,
but they're manned by manned by tiny little aeronauts.
Yeah, exactly.
Many green aeronauts. I have to admit, though, that if we do start getting like global internet from balloons, that does fulfill my hope that someday cities will look like Batman the Animated Series with blimps.
Ah, yes.
Wouldn't that be great? You know,
no, it would be awesome.
There's not enough attention paid to aesthetic in city design. It's like, you know, where the gargoyles at in the new?
Yeah, world? More gargoyles, more blimps, more of those, more flying buttresses.
Yeah, spotlights. You know.
Yeah.
Smog clouds. You know, everybody's coming smog down clouds, on the smog
exactly.
cloud. You know, it's like.
Yeah, weird like trellises that form totally unnecessary bridges between different skyscrapers.
Right, right.
Perfect for running across in high-speed rooftop pursuit.
Right, exactly. All right, so I'm sure this is exactly what the Congonese are thinking when they saw this thing. They're all, oh, sweet, more Batman the Animated Series this day in the Congonese jungle.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I don't think it's totally unreasonable of them, given their history, to be like, oh, well, the white people are spying on us again.
So ISoldMyHouse.com. Okay, free exorcisms on request. That's I wonder what the percentage of requests are.
Yeah, that was unclear. The article itself, which was clearly, like, penned by these people, like, to advertise their service. didn't really go into that, but it did go into some like pretty bizarre statistics about the percentage of Americans who've, you know, experienced objects moving on their own accord, experienced weird sounds, whatever, and who like wouldn't buy a house because of it. And I don't know that they would have a huge reason to lie about these statistics, like, right. Otherwise they would not have gone through the trouble of setting
up. I think I can see that. Now, I know you and I are probably not the best examples for this, but, you know, like, let's take your parents. Would your parents buy a house that they thought was haunted?
I think it would take a heck of a lot to convince my parents that a house was haunted.
Right, right.
Okay. Like, they are hardcore skeptics.
I think so. Terry,
I have a hard time. Even if like stuff was catching fire, they'd be like, the swamp gas is concentrated today.
Totally. Did you hear what the
that
swamp
shape
gas
on the wall? Yeah, that shape on the wall kind of looks like a woman headed on her wedding night, and the wall can just be like, avenge me, and they'd be like, haha, that's weird.
Totally. We need to get a plumber out here to look at the drains because they're telling me to kill myself again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it would be like.
You know, Terry is one of those people that doesn't want to live in a house where somebody's murdered or haunted. She's over it. But she's also very unlikely to trust an internet exorcism to do the job.
Doesn't happen over the internet. It's like diagnose the problem and then they bring in this Yahoo to cleanse your house.
I like a home visit if required. You know,
right?
Like,
exactly.
Oh God, it's just so awesome. I don't know. It's almost enough to make me willing to buy a house through isoldmyhouse.com.
Almost. Yeah.
Not quite there.
Well, I don't know about you, but what I need is the reverse of an exorcist, the necromancer.
Right.
Because I would give preferential treatment to a house that I knew to be haunted. Like, because awesome.
Yeah, like, they got to go somewhere.
Yeah, and it's a conversation piece.
Yeah, as long as you have them, like, spayed and neutered, I think it's fine.
Who does that? Who do you call?
I mean, it's like pets. You know, they got to go somewhere. You can't just be all, oh, it's somebody else's problem. I mean, the ghost got to go somewhere.
I mean, people die. That's how you get new ghosts. There's no stopping that.
Someday there will be.
That's true. And then all the ghosts still on Earth will be like, the human. It's been such a drag since the humans became immortal.
Yeah.
Who don't understand anything that's going on, and there aren't any young ghosts to explain it to us.
This guy again. Where's the new influx of people? Exactly. All right, and then the grid shape on the Hawaiian shores. You know, how big is this grid shape?
It's
coincidentally 6 foot by 6 foot per grid.
No, well, it's similar to that, yeah, but it also extends hundreds of feet along the beach and has been there for, like, a while. So, I don't know. I think the social distancing possibility is the most likely, but it's just really weird because no one goes to this beach. And, like, you'd think someone would have been like, yes, that's me. Also, making the lines, like, literally from this, like, shell dust, that would have taken so long, according to the thing.
I forgot about that.
Like,
it's made out of shell dust.
Right. If it was made of chalk or something.
Or just lines drawn. Right.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, if it's social distancing line, then someone had a lot of time on their hands.
I don't know, man. Did you watch the Video Music Awards last night? I did.
No.
And, you know, mask and anti-the Rona is like a fashion thing. And Lady Gaga had like some crazy like disco ball mask on made of meat.
She did.
Wasn't really meat.
I was going to say she didn't have a mask made of meat.
No.
I think a mask made of meat is just being a very messy eater.
Like, right. Yeah, totally.
At that point, you're just holding a ham in your mouth.
Like, yeah, that's like my beard.
Don't breathe on me.
It's my beard if I never shower and only eat barbecue.
Oh, I don't like that thought.
Well, yeah. All right. So
this is now a horror podcast.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Coming up next, we have Indiana Bones.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves 3 lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest this evening is Indiana Bones, Anna, and her partner in action here, Paul. Paul does the photography. Indiana, you are the personality. Is that the way this goes?
It is. You know, I'm the face, Paul's the camera.
Right. You know, you got to start out by, you know, acknowledging that the name Indiana Bones is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of backstory. Back in the day, I used to play roller derby.
I knew it.
And, you know, obviously, I loved Indiana Jones as a child. I wanted to be Indiana Jones. My parents called me Indiana. It was always a thing. You know, as I got older, I actually got my degree in archaeology. And then when I went on to play roller derby, I was like, oh, Indiana Bones is obviously the name that I need, and my number was 1922, which is the year that Tutankhamun's tomb was discovered.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, my wife is actually a very good roller skater, and people were always trying to get her to join their roller derby team. She's just not very run into people. That's not really her thing. But roller skating, she's very good at. And I always told her she needed to join, and her roller skating name needed to be Juanita Dollar. But as soon as I heard Indiana Bones, and then you know, I caught your cut of glasses, I'm just all, I bet you this is a roller derby thing.
Yep.
Awesome. I absolutely love the name, and I thought it was super interesting. So, you know, how'd you get started doing these adventures? You know, it's like, how'd you get motivated to do this? You know, if everybody out there thinks about doing these things, you know, or thinks about doing something more than day-to-day drudgery, but it seems like some of us actually get out there and do it. You know, what made you get out there and do it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've been together for many a year now. I mean, for fun, in the past, we used to just, like, drive around the country and take pictures of old barns and stuff like that. After moving to New York City, I got a job that kind of enabled me to travel a bit more and also bring my friend along with me. And so that really kind of, like, made a difference into, you know, all of the adventures that we can take and, you know, how can we document them and share them with other people? And so that's kind of where we went from there.
You know, we've both always been into the paranormal and cryptozoology ever since we were little kids. I got into Bigfoot in the third grade. I still remember the book that I bought. It was Bigfoot and Nessie, Two Mysterious Monsters. I remember reading that and seeing my first picture of Bigfoot, and I was hooked for the rest of my life.
You know, our regular occurrences here on the show is guests acknowledging that they got these books that got them interested from the book fairs.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I was, too. That was, like, my Ghost Encounters books and, like, Haunted America and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I would drag my mom down there and be like, I want this one.
For context, I do have a framed picture that I drew when I was about 6 years old on our wall right now. It's a detailed depiction of the Bermuda Triangle from a six-year-old's mind. I watched a lot of Unsolved Mysteries growing up.
I like the detailed depiction of the Bermuda Triangle from a six-year-old's mind. Does that mean it has all three angles? Or?
Yes, you know, it's the Rainbow Triangle, let's be honest here, but yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, but I totally get you. You know, I probably drew my first... I have very few memories of when I was real young, but I do remember drawing a comic book from when I was really young. So, I mean, I was definitely into a lot of this stuff. So when you got started...
I just love that it's a rainbow triangle. Like, you would draw that now and people would be like, gay rights? And you'd be like, it's the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, but yes, yeah, also gay rights.
Well, gay Illuminati, is that a thing now?
It should be. Gosh.
The stories themselves started, though. I guess it started with Jack Kerouac. I read On the Road when I was 20. And after that, I got on the road and went everywhere I could just to see as much as I could. And we kept that up when we got together. And the idea for the story is to actually build off these weird places that we'd always been going to for years. I'm a professional photographer in my day job, so I've always got a camera in my hand, and we've just been going and finding the weirdest places we can. And we were up in Boston one morning. We'd come to see a friend that was staying up there, and she couldn't hang out on Sunday, so we're up in Boston. What can we do? Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to see Jack Kerouac's grave. So 10 o'clock in the morning, we drove out to Lowell. We saw his grave. We said hi to Jack and said, okay, it's 10:30. What can we do now? Well, let's go see the Westford Knight, because the Westford Knight was just 10 minutes down the road. And
I'm not familiar with that one. What is that one?
It was a stone that was found out in the woods outside of Boston that had a strange carving in it. And the theories have gone from it being a Native American carving to a Viking carving. And now people think it's a Templar Knight. They talk about it all the time on the Curse of Oak Island.
I think I have heard of this thing. Yeah. Okay, now that you bring up the Templar.
Like a knight reclining, if you think of what you know, a medieval knight's grave might look like, imagine that, but flat and carved into a rock. So they're laying on their back holding a very long broadsword. And so with a little bit of imagination, you can sort of see that in this weathered stone, you know, right. That there is that kind of a very interesting carving that's in there.
Yeah, I've been a little surprised as to the stuff that actually is here in the States. You know, the first thing cited here in my notes is megalithic sites in New England. And, you know, I wasn't really aware there were megalithic sites in New England. The only one I think of in the U.S. is the one that the guy created out of coral rock, and nobody knows how he did it. But, you know, what about New England? What are we talking about there?
Well, the next step on that trip that day was, it's 11 o'clock. It's July. July in New York City is awful. We didn't want to go home. We wanted to stay out in the air conditioning as long as we could. So we went down to Newport and saw the Newport Tower, which is another site that nobody knows where it came from or comes from. It's been there as long as revolutionary times, and there's legends that it was there before, and they say it's a Vikings, and they say it's Knights Templar. So,
yeah. Just for context, so the Newport Tower essentially looks like a stone silo. There's no roof. It's all empty inside. It's just a shell with stones going up around it, and it's got a lot of really interesting little windows that people make a lot of inferences on. You know, does it have something to do with, like, celestial bodies and solar occurrences? Or, you know, was it more medieval? Like, was it there for shooting arrows out of a window? So a lot of interesting theories going from there.
Interesting.
So I realize, you know, lithic part, but how mega are we talking?
Not pyramids mega.
No, I get that, of course, yeah.
The Newport Tower is, what would you say, at least three stories tall?
Really?
Giant rocks they found that had carvings in them.
Wow. Oh, crazy.
There's the Dighton Rock also.
We tried to see. And there's another one out there. It's they call it America's Stonehenge. It's in New Hampshire. We haven't been to that place. That's on our bucket.
You know, that's one thing that I find real interesting over there. I mean, of course, a lot. But being over here on this coast, I don't have much of an opportunity to take a look over there. But is the mounds and the henges or the implied henges. It's like we have henges where we're – maybe they're henges. We're not entirely sure. But when you look at them from the air, you're like, I don't know, man. Yeah. That's pretty hengy, you know. And the mounds, you know, they're – I saw this one picture of mounds. It was like growing naturally. It almost kind of looked like a manicured golf course. It was sort of snaky and
Really interesting. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, my degree is in archaeology. And, you know, when we think about, you know, what people did in the past with the land that they were on, you know, oh, they farmed, oh, they built a house. No, that's really not the case. They were doing, like, major landscaping and, like, changing the whole topography of the area that they were in. So not only just building these mounds. If we look at South America, you know, we have all these people building step pyramids and stuff that have since been kind of like lost to the jungle, and we're only finding them now through like laser technology. Really interesting.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guests today, Anna and Paul, we are talking about their show, Saturday Adventures, and the host of which is Indiana Bones. I didn't nail that too well last time around, but, Saturday Adventures, I really like the title because it really puts not too fine a point on it. You know, it's like that's what it is, I'm sure, is that on Saturdays you get out and you go do what you can do on a Saturday is your normal effort, I assume.
Absolutely, and like whenever we do an adventure, whether it's close to home or not, the idea is that we want to share our adventure with other people, and we also just want to inspire other people to kind of investigate what's close to their home. You never know what kind of crazy things that you might be able to find that are an hour or two's drive away from you that you might not have ever seen before.
Right. And that's the part that I find really inspiring and that I think a lot more people should do. It's like there's Sundays for yard work, on Saturday instead of sitting around watching TV, you can go look at the world's largest pair of shoes, like you were saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For us, it was Antique Barns.
Antique Barns, absolutely,
out in the wilds of New York. There's just barn after barn where people have just organized the junk and put a price on it, and that's their antique shop now, and people drive all over to find these things. And
really?
Yeah, we would just drive for hours all over upstate. But
that is awesome.
That was before we really got invested into Saturday adventures. You know, we decided to expand a bit more beyond that.
Right. Well, I'm sure driving around, you notice, like, oh, you know, there's all these weird things we're passing on the way to look at a barn full of junk. Maybe we should stop and look at the weird things, you know?
And that's kind of how it happened. You know, we started coming across, like, really interesting folk art on the side of the road, you know, like people who made dragons out of trash and lawnmowers in their front yards. Yeah. Stuff like that, you know, and you just start finding this, like, really amazing stuff, you know, and if we hadn't been aimlessly driving through, you know, the woods of upstate New York, we would have never found this stuff, you know, and so I think that's what really brings that sense of adventure, you know. You don't have to be chopping with your machete through the jungles of the Amazon to go on an adventure.
Right.
Backyard.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if you were digging through the jungles of the Amazon and you did find, like, the world's biggest pair of sandals, and you'd be like, you know, society has not changed that much, you know. Some things never change. All right, so in your adventures here, you have the greatest adventure, the ghost of Giovanni Belzoni.
Yeah.
In Egypt.
That was our first big adventure that we ever took.
And you actually went to Egypt for this?
Yeah, I would love to tell the story. So
Anna is the planner. Anna does all the planning. She does all the front-end stuff. She decides where we're going to go, figures out how we're going to get there, where we're going to stay. I'm the kind of traveler. I got on a Greyhound bus with a backpack, and that was my pillow for 4 days. She wants to make sure we've got all the hotels mapped out, where we're going to stay. So she's much better at that than me.
She's a mad scientist, and you're Igor.
I handle the back end.
It's kind of
true. You carry the bag.
Carry the heavy stuff.
Well, you know, I had started my third year at university and just transferred to a new college. And my first semester at this new college, I was actually signed up to take an Egyptology course. You know, even though my archaeology degree really focused on South America, obviously, like, Egypt is something very close to my heart. And I always wanted to go there ever since I was, like, a little kid. You know, little girls want to play with Barbies and shit. And I was like, yo, tell me shit about Tutankhamun. And so once I got my student loan money and I got a little top off from my grandma, I started just saving this money behind a big tapestry that we had hanging in our bedroom without telling Paul. And I would staple every time I got $100, I would go and get $100 bill and take my staple gun and staple it behind this tapestry. Hmm. And started planning this Egypt trip without even telling Paul. And one day I said, hey, Paul.
I got to cut in here and say Paul must not be one for housekeeping either, because there's no way I could get away with that with my wife.
I sweep the floors and wash the dishes and do the laundry.
She is
all right.
So I have
a dust behind those tapestries.
Yes, he didn't dust there.
That wasn't always good.
Although, honestly, if I checked behind a tapestry and just found a huge cache of money, I would just be like, this is none of my business.
You know this is cursed. You're going to leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so after a little bit of planning and not telling Paul, one day I just said to him, hey, I'm taking you to Egypt. And he's like, what? No, you're not. It's not money. We don't have a plan. And I was like, actually. And I slowly pulled back this tapestry to show him all of $100 bills stapled to the wall. And, we might not have paid rent for a few weeks in my early years of college. But, you know, that's what college is for, right? Skipping rent, going on crazy adventures. And, you know, when Paul and I went to Egypt, I was like, wow, this is, like, such an amazing part of our relationship, you know?
Totally.
Just, like, going off and just going to another country. We'd never traveled internationally before. And we just did it, and we went on a whole trip through the upper and lower of Egypt, so top to bottom and back up again. And it was just such an amazing trip, you know, traveling by bus, by train, by plane, all over. It was really great.
You know, Egypt is... Sorry, go ahead, Paul.
I had just started working as a photographer around that time, so I was just learning how to do it, and... You know, I took hundreds of pictures while we were over there that I ended up sitting on for years and years and years just because I didn't know how to edit them well enough. And it was finally this past year that I did write them into one of the Saturday Adventure stories, and that was the ghost of Giovanni Belzoni.
Now, who is Giovanni Belzoni?
Yeah, so Giovanni Belzoni is kind of like my superhero. He has a very interesting career, to say the least. So he started out with his wife as a strongman in a circus. And so
sounds like it.
He would just, you know, do strongman feats all the time and kind of just got sick of it. He got bored with it and he wanted to switch things up. And, you know, one thing led to another and he ended up with a job procuring statues in Egypt for the British consulate. And, you know, through all of this, you know, he got to explore up and down the Nile, finding temples that had been literally buried in the sand. One of the most prominent ones that he helped uncover was Abu Simbel, which is in the very south of Egypt. And when you look at this temple today, you know, this temple is 100 feet in the air. It's gigantic. And when he found it, it was probably 60 feet under the sand. You know, it was barely sticking out. You could barely even get in through the entrance.
It was just four heads of Ramses, or three heads, because one is broken off. Three heads of Ramses sticking up above the sand.
Wild.
Wow.
And he had to organize a work crew to dig out, using hydraulic pumps, dig out the sand. And this was, what, 18?
Yeah, early 1800s.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, very old, or maybe even before that, because it was shortly after the French left.
Yeah, so, but he had, you know, he had some experience with engineering and stuff like that, and, you know, just seeing somebody with, like, such a, you know, unrelated career, kind of, like, going on these really awesome adventures with his wife, and we found it, like, so inspirational, you know, like, we never discovered a hidden temple in Egypt, but... You know, it was awesome to see the one that he discovered and just like to, you know, represent his legacy.
We had this documentary about him. It was saved on our iPod video that we were watching it along the trip and watching it as we're going to the places that he excavated. And it was amazing to see it.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so this Giovanni Belzoni, did he, just to be clear, did he literally leave behind a specter? Or
no.
Okay, this is his legacy. No.
Saturday Adventures isn't always paranormal.
Oh well.
Yeah. We look for fun history too.
See, on this show, it's impossible to know. Someone says the ghost. I just take it at face value.
He is hanging out with the ghost of Ramses, and they're just
exactly
taking it back in Lower Egypt. You know, it'll be awesome.
Just to clarify, though, there's a hybrid alien and a magic bullet in here somewhere, right?
Somewhere.
Right. Totally. All right.
Thank you. I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, so your next coming up adventure, it says Southeast Asia, so you got another tapestry in the house Paul hasn't looked behind?
The Southeast Asia, we're home from it.
Oh.
Right before the pandemic hit, we were traveling. We got in one last international trip before it was all over.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay. So I
travel a lot for work, as I mentioned, and I ended up in the Philippines wearing my Manila shirt right now. And, you know, with my job, you know, I had the opportunity to bring Paul along with me. And so we did that. It happened to be our anniversary as well. So it all worked out. And so whenever we kind of like do the traveling and stuff like that, you know, we have stories that we prepare and everything. So this is one that's going to be coming out soon. And so you guys are getting a little early taste of what we did there. But not only were we in the Philippines and traveling around there, but we also got the opportunity to go to Japan and visit Tokyo, and just see a lot of really interesting things over there as well.
Yeah, I agree. I've gone to Tokyo and Kyoto, and when I was in Kyoto, we went to a place called Nikko, And I've cited this a couple times when we're talking about ancient buildings and stuff like that. You know, here in the United States, you know, you'll find a building that's maybe 400 years old or a structure that's 400 years old. And there I was walking through a building that was possibly 4,000 years old, you know, and I'm just all like, holy smokes, you know, it's like, this is, for one, this is some long lasting wood. So I'm assuming that they refurbished this thing, but you know, it's just weird how old the history can be compared to here, in the United States. And of course I understand that Native American history is conservatively 18,000 years, if not longer, you know, it doesn't have the same, it's weird to put the term Western on it, but the same architectural stuff going on, you know, lasting wise, you know. So, yeah, it was definitely an eye-opener for me. So not to give your entire Southeast Asian trip away, but can you tell us about something that you saw there that was exciting?
Sure. Well, we'll give you a few highlights from the reel. As I mentioned earlier, we did get the opportunity to see the world's largest pair of shoes, which are in Manila.
Oh, they are in Manila. I figured they were in, like, off the road in Kansas or something.
Yeah.
One thing we found is that these world's largest, they tend to compete a lot.
I see.
There's several lobsters that might be the largest. There's more than one pecan that's the largest.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So in Manila, you how big are we talking?
Oh, they were, you know, I would say probably a good 20 feet or so. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, they took up a whole window display in the front of a shoe store, and nobody was really interested in them except for us.
Yeah.
You know, we were wandering through a mall in the Philippines, and we're like, hey, where's the giant shoes? And they're like, this way, this way. And we kept having to ask people, so we finally found them. But, yeah, those are real fun things to see. And then,
so are they actually shoes?
They're actual shoes.
So it's not like some wood construct that looks like shoes. It's actually like
big old
like half a cow's worth of leather to make big, huge shoes.
They're a pair of men's Oxfords. So they're very nice. They got some, like, you know, stippling pattern in the
they're
front.
They're all like wing tippy.
That's yeah, nice. They got the things that everything. They're gorgeous. They're only 20 feet long and nobody will ever wear them.
Yeah. Nice of them to think of the massive colossi among us.
You got to put those puppies on the Cardiff Giant.
Yeah.
What else do you see there?
After the Philippines, we went over to Japan, and we got to see a number of things there. We got to check out Mount Fuji, and then while we were in Tokyo, we tried to see as many weird things as we can, one of which was the Kappa Temple, and so that's dedicated to these little, I don't want to say monsters. They're like little creatures.
Ninja,
yeah, that essentially,
little ninja turtles.
They look like Ninja Turtles, and the big difference, if you imagine a Ninja Turtle, the Kappa has a small well in the top of its head that keeps water in it. And in the event that he bends over or gets knocked over and the water spills from this well in his head, he then has to return to the spirit realm. And so they have a whole temple dedicated to them. Apparently, the Kappa's favorite food is a cucumber. And so the temple is littered with cucumbers as offerings. They're on all the statues. They're on the steps. They're everywhere. So they're really into the Kappa in Japan, which is really fun to see.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, I'm really jealous of your lifestyle, I have to say.
I'm very sad that COVID happened and I don't get in trouble for work anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
well, hopefully, again.
The previous 3 years, we spent July 4th in a Bigfoot museum. So we were trying to make it 4 years in a row, get all four corners of the country.
It is the most American cryptid.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Red-blooded American.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I know COVID's here, and, you know, it seems like it's here to stay at least for another half year. Do you have any plans, or are you returning to your roots of saving money and checking out the area around you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Back on the road already.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously with every safety procedure in place, we encourage other people to do the same, you know. Mm-hmm. What's nearby you that you can take a short trip to? You know, we've gone and visited a number of places that are, you know, a couple hours from here out in Massachusetts. We got to see the site, if anybody's watched Unsolved Mysteries, in one of the episodes, they detail a UFO incident that occurred at a covered bridge, so we went and visited that.
We actually were there a week before it came out. And then Unsolved Mysteries came out. We're both lifelong Unsolved Mysteries. We're looking for, like, we were there last week.
Right.
And then we also, you know, I mean, just last weekend, we popped over to New Jersey and checked out, there's a few different dinosaur statues where the Hadrosaurus falci was discovered, and that was like the first almost completely complete dinosaur skeleton to ever be discovered and also mounted. So you guys will be seeing some stories about that adventure coming up soon too.
Awesome. And you know, we're close to the end here, so you know, how do our listeners find out more about you? Where should we send them?
Well, the stories, you can find those at my website, printisbetter.com. And the stories are Saturday Adventures, or you can find us on Instagram.
Yep, we're Saturday Adventure there, or you can find us on Twitter, and we're Adventures on Sat There.
All right.
You know, due to the character limitations, we worked with it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way of the world now. All right, you've been listening to Radio Wasteland with Anna and Paul. We've been talking about Saturday Adventures, and their little host that Anna plays is Indiana Bones, which is the best name I've heard for this so far. And you can find out them by checking them out online or social media. Search up Saturday Adventures, and I'm sure you will find them, or we will hook you up with the link here on Radio Wasteland. Thank you guys very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.